Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Barry Moss is here. Barry's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of You Need to Be a Little Crazy, also Bounce. That's two of his books that I know of. He's got a radio show. Barry, tell us about the radio show.
It's called the Small Business Radio Show, and I only do it once a week, Jim. You're amazing. You do this every day.
Well, and tell us how they can find it, because it's an awesome show, folks. Go ahead.
Well, if you're in Chicago, it's on AM 820, but it's also on all the different streaming services like iTunes and Spotify and Google Play.
Yeah, so check it out. And your website, Barry?
Is my name, which is Barry Moltz, BarryMoltz.com.
All right, so check that out. So, Barry, we're talking about some of your ideas on how to have a little perspective, how to gain some perspective, some rubber meets the road, operating perspectives while we're dealing with this pandemic shutdown. In the previous segment, you pointed out some great aviation perspective. First thing you got to do is aviate, then navigate, then communicate. What's next? What should we do next?
Well, I think you have to reimagine your business. So you have to take inventory of the skills and the assets you really have, and then find out what does your customer need now and try to match those two things up. We see a lot of people being incredibly creative. Like, there's no one staying in hotels, so what are the hotels doing? They're providing services to various medical workers. Or you see down in the South, you know, governments are paying to have homeless people stay in the hotels. You know, bowling centers are being used to as emergency medical places. You just got to be creative during this time to see what kind of skills you really have. A client of mine sells office products on Amazon, and what he realized that his real skill is not necessarily selling office products. He knows how to get the most out of advertising on Amazon to sell products at a profit, so maybe that's what he should teach other people. What are your skills? What are your assets? What are you good at? And what do your clients need? Match those two things up.
Right, absolutely. And I'm encouraging people to stay close to your people, your employees. Find a way, you know, this Paycheck Protection Program, the loan that you'll sign will be forgiven if you use that money to make payroll. So even if your people can't come to work, if you can make payroll with that, you stay connected to them, communicate with them, encourage them to get training, help them get online training, maybe whatever it may be, but stay connected. Cause Barry, I'm still, you know, I'm a Pollyanna. I'm a pathological optimist. I'm like you. I'm going to bet on America, and I believe we're going to be coming out of this. It ain't going to be robust in 6 months. But I think we're going to start seeing this. We're going to come out of this beginning at least in the next few months. And we're going to need those employees. We're going to want them to come straight back, not go wandering off somewhere. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, you have to keep your community together. I mean, there's no doubt that unemployment is now north of 20%. But you want to keep not only your employees, but your customers together. And I have to tell you, if you communicate with these people and you're fair with them now, they will remember that in the long run. That's why I think it was a really great intention for the Paycheck Protection Program to really have this money go towards keeping your employees. Now, the rollout has been something I think that the least would be desired, but I think the intention there was good. You've got to try to keep your team together because, Jim, we all know that business is really not about ideas. It's about the execution of those ideas. So it's really all about your people and your team.
But, you know, you were talking about the execution on that, Barry. When you consider that 3 weeks ago the money was set aside and they took an organization that was never designed to make these kinds of loan numbers and overlay that in a banking industry that's not designed for this and to have it flowing to people within 3 weeks, that's pretty remarkable if you think about it.
Well, yeah, but I just don't think, my personal opinion is I don't think they should have chosen the banks to do this. I don't think that, as you say, the banks were
set up for it. It's the only way to do it, Barry. It's the only way to do it. The banks, well, I said this at the beginning, it has to be through a bank.
Alternatively, it could have been done through various fintech companies, right? Like Lendio and
I don't think they're doing that with some of those guys. But I disagree with you about that. I think the banks are the best way. I think it's just a matter of, we were hurting. I mean, we were shut down for a period of time when we didn't have any, a lot of companies didn't have any revenue. It was just a tough time. But I think we'll look back and see that it was pretty fast. So what's your last thoughts? What's the last thing we should focus on?
I think again, people have to realize that they will bounce back, right? And my book that I wrote called Bounce in 2008 was during the last recession. The most important thing is, you know, if you're going through a tough time, it's okay. Have a pity party. Feel real sorry for yourself. But somewhere along the line, you got to let go, learn what you can, and take some small actions to readjust your business so you can have another chance of success. That's what we got to do right now. It will not last forever. We will get out of this just like we've gone out all the other economic downturns.
And I think your point is an excellent one. We do not need to think about how we're going forward and imagine it's going to be exactly like what we left 2 months ago. I think that's an excellent point, Barry. BarryMulch.com. Put a Z on the end of that. Check out his radio show. Hey, Barry, thanks for being here. Good job. Will you come back soon?
Also, thanks for inviting me, and thanks for all the great work you do.
Keep up the good work. Barry Moltz, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime friend of ours. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you that this too will pass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.